What do you need healing for? Maybe it's a physical illness. If so, that's easy. But let me tell you something about physical illness. When you come up here, and we're all singing, and we will be, we're going to sing to you. And we're going to hug you. And I'm going to touch you. And there's something that happens sometimes. It may happen to you, it may not. But if it does, don't stop it. What may happen is when I touch you, you may feel a sense of letting go and you get a little dizzy and you start to fall. If you do, there's going to be a strong young man standing right behind you. When you fall, just fall into some loving arms. And he will lay you gently down on the floor and stay there as long as you need to. And if there are tears that have been needing to be cried ever since you were so high that you didn't finish crying when you were a kid, let them come. It's all right to be emotional when you're releasing your illness. So it's okay to cry. And something else that I found out just a couple of weeks ago in Dallas, it's also all right to laugh. There was a lady who came up in the healing line and I touched her and she fell. And as she went down to the floor, she broke out into hysterical laughter. And she told me later how embarrassing it was for her, just pouring out this hysterical laughter. And she tried to stop because her mouth was wide open and she thought, people can see my dentures. And so she wanted to stop the laughter and close her mouth. And she finally got the laughter to stop. And she sat up thinking, okay, I'm in control now. And it started again, pouring out. And all of this laughter needed to come out. It was turning loose and turning loose and turning loose of years of stress and tension that had become embodied. That's what dis-ease is. We know now that you can't think without moving muscles. It's a recent discovery, but it's now scientific fact. It's no longer just metaphysics. We're not talking about superstition. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about scientific fact. You can't think without moving muscles. And every stress thought that you think is a muscular contraction. And that contraction doesn't turn loose until you laugh or cry or get profoundly relaxed. Now, when was the last time you were profoundly relaxed? Probably about 3 months old. You thought you relaxed last night. Did you ever watch someone sleeping? You see all these movements trying to turn loose of stress, and people grind their teeth all night. 40 pounds of pressure. Have you heard people grinding their teeth in their sleep? No. You know how long it's been since we were totally, profoundly relaxed? It's the last time that you had totally given up all of your concerns to your source. Let go and let God, it's called. So all I want you to do, if you want to turn loose of your dis-ease, if it's physical, that's fine. When I touch you, if you feel yourself falling, don't jerk back, because you don't want it back. And after you fall and you wake up a little while later, you may go unconscious. It's all right. Don't get scared. There's nothing frightening about this experience. It's just love. When you let go, and when you sit up, don't go looking for the disease to see if you still got it. I don't want you to find it again. When you let go and just expect that it's not going to be there tomorrow. What I'd like for you to think about right now is, what will it feel like to wake up tomorrow knowing that you don't have what you had yesterday? Are you through with it? Have you gotten all you can get out of the experience of being sick? If you are, you're through. When you're through with your disease, you make a healer look good. When you're through with it, you'll turn loose of it. Now, have you gotten everything that you could have gotten out of your illness, whatever it is? If so, here's the way you need to turn loose of it. Remember this. Be grateful in all things, for all things, at all times. Now, what that means is, if you can be grateful for the experience of your illness and the opportunity to turn loose of it now, then you're finished with it. Can you thank God for the experience that you've been through, however painful it was? If you can be grateful now, then you're through with it. Receive your wonderful experiences and your painful experiences with the same attitude of gratitude. And you'll take the pain out and make your learning experience a beautiful experience. Gratitude will allow you to turn loose and be through with whatever it is. You need healing physically. You need healing in relationships. You need healing with money, prosperity healing. You need to change your relationship with money so that it can flow to you, so that you can support the things that loving people of this planet need to support, so that you can support this place, this temple that we're in tonight. If places like this are serving you, then you need to be wealthy enough to support the work of God around the world. And if you have felt there's something desirable about poverty, just remember, the people who taught you that are the people who have enough money that they want to hang on to it and make sure that nice spiritual people don't get hold of it. So let's not buy that stuff anymore. The people of this planet who should control the money of this planet are the ones who love. If the loving spiritual people of this planet had the money, a quarter of the world would not be starving. They're not hungry because this planet is not abundant. God is abundant. But a quarter of this world, a quarter of the people on this planet are hungry tonight because it's the arms manufacturers that have the money. They don't think it's nice and spiritual to live in poverty. If that's what you thought, I'd like to heal you of that tonight, so that you know it's all right tomorrow for you to let income come to you. It's all right for you to have money. It is all right for you to want abundance, to experience abundance. It's all right for the spiritual people of this planet to have the control of the financial wealth of this planet so that we can feed the people that need to be fed. We've got to heal this illness called poverty. So if that's your illness, let yourself be healed of that tonight. If you have disease in relationships, disease with your prosperity, disease with your self-worth, disease in your physical body, your emotions, your mind, whatever it is, whatever kind of lack of ease you're experiencing, God can heal whatever is making you uncomfortable. So I'm going to ask you to do something. When you come up here, I'm going to ask you to give it to me. Now, you can give it up to God if you want to. The only reason that I say give it to me is because I'm standing here. You can see me and touch me physically. Giving it up to God may be like giving it up to a concept. So what you can do is give it to me. I'm not afraid of it. You got cancer you want to get rid of? I'll take it. I know what it is. It's concentrated energy. It took a lot of vitality to make that cancer. And I need energy, so let me have it. I'll just reinterpret it. So I'm not afraid of your illness. I'm not afraid of your disease. Give it to me. When I touch you, let me have it. You turn loose, let go. If you fall, we'll have a nice, wonderful, strong set of arms to catch you. And you release until you're finished with it. And when you're through, go out of here knowing that you are loved knowing that it is all right for you to have abundance in your life, knowing that you have been healed and that the healing will continue until you are strong, alive, and feel good about yourself and about your relationship with your source and your relationship with others. That's whole healing, total healing. Now, if it takes a few days, it's all right. If you want to let it go in an instant, that's all right. If that's not believable to you, if you believe it needs to take a week, that's okay. Take a week. We'll just start the process now. Take as long as you need to finish it. But know that everybody here is here because they care. So allow yourself to feel loved. And when you come up and hug me, if you need me to be mommy, it's okay, I don't mind. Just hug your mommy. I'll stand in for her.